don't look any different than any of us.
This is my grandma. I was supposed to text you, but I'm here at the facility with the social worker. I was supposed to text you and let you know, but I forgot. And if I can put him on speaker and let you know what's going on with him and whatever question you were trying to ask. Okay, hold on.
Now, let me get
this.
So, your daughter, she was sending the information to be like, the
excuse me. This is the home care service. Her name is Becky. And
hi, Becky.
Hi.
She wants to know about telling her that you said Chris wasn't available to leave. So I wasn't able to get home care services through the company, and I was trying to explain to them.
Yeah, you can.
But
I mean, you can have home care services while he's in the building.
No.
But if you take him home, he's
there.
That's the agency.
So
hi. So when he goes home, I would help set that up.
Okay.
So I was on the conversation about the doctor.
She was told that he couldn't come.
I guess what we're working on right now, we're trying to approve Christopher for CDS services. So we need to make sure that he could be self-directing somewhat, or at least have what he could be.
Okay, so I'm now on the conversation that is what they're trying to get out of me. Dr. Kamal, his doctor here, and actually any of us probably, he cannot. I have trouble. You know, I have hearing aids.
I got it on speaker.
I know, but you saw me talk on my phone. Yeah. Here's what the statement is.
Mm-hmm.
Is that for the criteria for the payment and stuff and the scheduling and all that, that has to be overseen by Mr. Brimmer.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Brimmer does not have the capacity to be able to do that. If he was just going to have a general company come in and not have to be in charge of that scheduling and that time clock and all that kind of stuff, he could have a home health company. I set that kind of stuff up all the way to death. But if he has to be the one responsible for saying, you know, I want you here, or directing care, because he's supposed to be, have to do that, and he has to, you know, what's the word?
Direct his own care.
I'm sorry?
It's called a consumer directed, right? He has to direct his own care. Then you're saying he's not fit?
He is not. He is not capable of doing that.
What do you think about having a legal guardian, or like I know Monique was telling me that he would appoint someone to speak on his behalf, and then he could still do CDS.
Then that guardian would have to be the one directing the care and checking this time schedule and stuff like that.
Right. So could we do that?
I can't speak to that. I would imagine that you could. If you go through the courts, the family could go through the courts. Usually it's, I think, at least $5,000 to make that happen.
Uh-huh.
Because it's quite a big deal to get guardianship. But, you know, I mean, anything's possible as far as that goes.
But right now his sister or his mother can't, because I see that Monique spoke to me in the past and she told me that she's going to have her sister or her mother sign paperwork to be his POA. But you're saying it's more than just that? Need to go to court to do that?
You're talking about two different things. Power of attorney and guardianship are two totally different things.
Okay.
So power of attorney, as long as he's able to say, yes, I don't want a shot, or you know, he's able to make communications on himself to a point, you know, the power of attorney can step in and be like, that's not safe, we're not going there, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
We could have the doctor, because we don't have it on paper, but the doctor, we can listen to the family, because we know he has dementia. and he probably isn't going to be making sane judgments for himself. So it's like he could say he didn't want a flu shot, and if they wanted him to have a flu shot, they could convince him to say yes, but we probably wouldn't give him a flu shot because he can say, I don't want a flu shot. But if they're saying maybe a bigger, and I am not medical, so if they're saying a bigger decision, you know, he's able to talk for himself as long as he can talk for himself, and it's safe. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
As far as calculations, like, and scheduling and time,
right.
and what's it called here?
Now
you're I'm sorry,
well,
I'm drawing a blank. The word is making, you know, you're making sure that they line up. Like
uh-huh.
the hours worked is literally what they were there, those kinds
right.
of things. Not that Monique would even be a liar or whatever, but I just know that it all has to be up and up, and you know what I mean.
Right. So based on what you're saying is that he if he is able to point to, let's say his power of attorney to be like, you know, talk to her about things, and he could answer, and he could agree that the power of attorney should speak, then why is that not enough? Like, why does he need to have a guardianship, which is like a stronger level?
You don't have to ask me that question. You need to ask the state who makes the rules. Because
the state won't approve him if the doctor wouldn't agree that he's consumer directing.
Okay, he can say they can. The stipulation. I don't have the paper in front of me, but there was a paper that said, you know, that he had to do this, he had to do this, he had to be able to do all of these things.
Right.
And Mr. Brimmer cannot do that.
Yeah, but he
can
could
he,
appoint
on this paper
someone.
That I'm holding in front of me, that's the power of attorney paper, can
right.
he say, I want my sister, my niece, my aunt, my brother,
yeah.
whoever,
uh-huh.
he can say, I want them to speak on my behalf for
yeah.
my health care or my financial whatever. They can say, I want them to speak on my behalf. But that's not what the requirement is on that piece of paper that the doctor had to sign. The doctor, it said, can he do this, 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 and this? And it had a lot of things to do with being for accuracy or math or, you know, those kinds of things. And he cannot do that. He doesn't know what time it is. He's not going to know when Susie shows up or she leaves or is, you know, can't
uh-huh.
he can't direct his care at that level. He can
right.
say, you know, no, I don't want a bath, or yes, I want a bath. But he
simple,
can't.
Simple commands, but not more than that.
I'm sorry?
You're saying he has limited amounts he could tell them simple commands, but he obviously would not be able to handle his whole care. Right, I guess I didn't realize that someone can't be dealing with that on their behalf, because essentially the agency is to handle a lot of things that he, you know, we could easily speak with the sister, or the process can still work even if he can't figure out his own EIN number or whatever. But if that's part of the paper that the doctor has to sign and the doctor can't sign it, then yeah, then he wouldn't be approved for CDS.
Right.
If the doctor can't sign this form to allow someone else.
I don't know if I have the form with me. I'm trying to remember what I. Sometimes I photocopy forms that I find interesting, and I had never seen that one before. So I might actually have it. But I wasn't prepared for them to be coming, and so I'm not on
right.
my game like I thought I would be. You know, like
basically, the state will take him on as a client. If the state will take him on if the doctor could sign that form. That's really all this boils down to.
Here's a fun caveat.
Yeah.
The company can't assess him until he's home, and I cannot let him go home until he has like a general home health company. We're not talking about home health companies caring for him. We're talking about his family member caring for him and getting paid. So that's my job is to get him home and make sure he has a company that's going to take care of him. And then I had the company, I think that's you, right?
Yeah.
That you had to come and you have to assess him, but you can't assess him while he's on our property. Not
right.
because we won't let him, but because we're caring for him, and that's not a legit,
right.
you know.
Right. I think our stoppage right now, our blockage right now, is to get that paper signed by the doctor. If the doctor could sign that paper, he would be approved for CDS. The paper, like part of the paper, is that he could, you know, if he could point, I
can't understand you. You're garbled.
Do you hear me better now?
Say it again.
Do you hear me better now?
I do actually hear you better right now.
Perfect. I was saying that we've had cases, I've personally went through cases before, that let's say the patient can point to the mom and the mom would talk on his behalf. He doesn't really talk, but he knows that his mom is in charge of everything, and that's fine. And what we had to do is we had to get a form from the doctor to be able to sign that this is enough of a directing mechanism, the fact that he could point. You know, so it's really up to the doctor. If the doctor feels comfortable signing that a family member could talk on his behalf, then we would be able to take him on, and then he would be able to be discharged. If the doctor can't sign that for him,
the family member would have to be the one that would be in charge of the time clock,
everything.
Kind of stuff. And she would probably, I mean, if she's there and saying come help him, then she's there clicking that off. I mean, that would make sense to me. But if it's isn't like that, which I think it's going to be. So, I mean, to me, that makes sense. But as far as when that paper, and we were signing that paper, and he was looking at it, and it was like, he can't do this, you know, like he cannot be in charge of directing
right.
his care. And,
right.
you know,
even with
there's some mental abilities in there that he does not have any longer.
Right. So meaning,
the doctor was here yesterday. He was here Tuesday. So he will be back on Monday. That will be when I see him again. No. Well, yeah, he probably will be here Monday. It's not.
Okay.
And I can talk with him at that time.
Talk with him and let him know that it wouldn't be Mr. Bremer alone in his house, you know, literally figuring out timesheets. That's complex for, you know, for his situation.
It's very complex.
It's
yeah.
extremely, yeah, it's complex. And look, he should, between us, the agency is very on top of those timesheets and everything is helped. But still, the program is consumer directed and the patient or the patient plus the POA has to be able to have a mental capacity to handle all these things. So
exactly. And it
the doctor
can't
has
be.
To.
And it can't be the caregiver. That's conflict of interest. So I get
right,
that.
Right. It can't be the caregiver. That's why we were working with a sister or a mom.
Right. Okay.
So basically,
Perfect.
We need that paper signed by the doctor. But let him. I mean, if obviously if he feels that it should be, but obviously knowing that it wouldn't like it's not obvious. It's not just. Mr. Bremer
yeah,
home alone. Obviously, it's with someone helping him out. And by the way, with the agency being very
Is there a paper that states that there's not just him doing it, that there's...
I could look into it.
Somebody with his oversight on that, or is... Because I'm thinking you need to send me a paper again, because we can't have... I need a paper for the doctor. You know what I mean? So can you email that to me?
Sure, I could try. What's your email address?
See, like, Charlie... Then the word beard, like whiskers, B E A R D, and then at, and then the word hillside, H I L L S I D E, and then the letters H C C for healthcarecenter.com.
Okay. I'm going to do research as to which form would need to be signed, and
Perfect.
Then I'll hopefully
yeah.
send it to you soon.
Yeah. And today's Thursday, so give it to me before Monday morning.
Okay.
Because they usually, they can get here between 10 and 3, literally. I never know what time they're going to show up. But they will be here Monday. They come every other Monday, Tuesday. They alternate weeks.
Okay.
So at least Monday would be their week. Monday will be their week this week. Coming
okay.
week.
I'll try my best.
Perfect. And what is your name again?
Becky.
Becky. Why didn't I remember that? That's my sister's name. Oh, my God. I need care, and I will sign off my daughter on it, okay? She's a doctor. She's an eye doctor.
All right. Okay, fine. I'll be in touch with you both.
Wonderful. Thank you. I'm happy to help in any way I can.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, dear. Bye-bye.
Sure.
Okay.
Bye.